Proclamation number 0871 of 18th of April, 1939. Purpose and future of this work. Exhortation to the struggle of the soul. This is your duty on earth to serve the Lord by dedicating your strength to this work and to accomplish your daily work without delay. For where you lack strength for earthly activity, a remedy will soon be found. Only this work must not be interrupted or neglected, for it is important to create a comprehensive work in all perfection which shall be preserved for posterity and serve to strengthen faith and to make the task of life comprehensible in all in every way. This work does not only have a temporary purpose, but the Word of God shall continue to exist as the Lord Himself sends it from heaven to earth. It shall proclaim in all truth the great love of the Father in heaven. But it shall also point out the dangers of daily life which may well be able to rob humanity of all faith in the eternal deity, and therefore must be fought against most diligently. Times will certainly pass until this work is brought to its true purpose, but during this time many will still draw strength and reinforcement from the word of the Lord, which, through His grace and everlasting willing cooperation on your part, shall continue and still bring unspeakable blessings to people. But the sufferings of the coming time will not depress you too much if you have grasped the deep meaning of your earthly work. And where an apparent decline occurs, this is only for the purpose of inner spiritual maturity, which you still have to struggle for without this struggle your cooperation is certainly beneficial in itself but not the complete guarantee for spiritual maturity. In order to attain this, the human being also has to live through his soul's struggle, and it will cost him double effort, for the slightest deviation from the right path is an obstacle in the work for the eternal deity, and the soul's struggle continues to be a difficult and responsible one. In full possession of his spiritual strength, the human being has an extremely courageous heart which is ready to fight. Yet the danger of spiritual weakness is far greater than the human being believes. As soon as he ceases to fight for spiritual supremacy, his will becomes weak and the urge for earthly goods gains strength, and this is such an effect that everything spiritual only dimly touches the human being's mind, whereas previously it held the human being's entire thoughts and aspirations captive. This should be prevented with all diligence. The impulse for spiritual work should continue to work in you, and every hour should be used in the same way as before. For where the will to serve God outweighs everything else, you are assured of every kind of support, and earthly life with its demands need not frighten you either, for this will fulfill itself if you willingly serve the Lord. Amen.